This is a real rough, tough ball game, just what it figured to be. Here's Manoso. And a ball a little bit too low. McKinley doing a good job in there tonight, back of the plate on balls and strikes. He's got a couple of guys in there trying to keep that ball in there low, and Donovan is really a low ball pitcher. That is a swing, a drive down the first base line. It's going to be caught, I believe it is. There was a line drive placed down the first base line into the right field corner, and Howard was sure playing him over near the line that time and caught it. That was a very well-hit ball. One out. Boy, I was sure surprised in watching the flight of that ball to see Howard playing over so close in right field toward the line. Here's Fox, 1-for-2. Now the windup in the first pitch to Fox. A pop-up coming back. I don't think Yogi has a play. Nope. It just went into the first few rows there of the boxes. One strike. In the National League, Brooklyn 1 and Cincinnati nothing at the end of 1. Pittsburgh 1, St. Louis nothing at the end of 2. Nothing up on Philly-Milwaukee. Boston Red Sox scored 2 runs on Cleveland, and they're leading the Indians 2-1 at the end of 4 innings. Sullivan and Score. Fox batting in the 5th inning with 1 out. Third baseman Andy Carey in way close. That is in high, close a ball. 1-1. The outfield is plenty shallow. Norrin in left field. Mantle is over in right center and shallow. Big hole over the shortstop's head. Boy, if he never line one there, it could roll out there to the 400-foot mark. The pitch, a swing and a foul. It's out of play off here to the left. And a 1-2 count. One and two. Ball one and a strike two count on him. Vern Ruddy's almost hit him. I was looking at some infield records tonight. Baltimore's Willie Miranda, who is supposed to be a good field, no-hit infielder, isn't doing too well this year defensively. He's made 25 errors, more than any other big league shortstop, which was an item that really surprised me. Ball two and a strike two count. Next pitch to Fox. A ball. It's high. 3-2. Almost knocked his cap off, the little guy that time. Glad to see Jerry Coleman in good shape. He was beamed in Chicago. Wonderful little guy, infielder with the New York Yankees. And he's in good shape. He was out there taking batting and fielding practice, and he suffered no ill effects from it. That is a swing. Here's a foul back in the way. This is the 5th inning of a scoreless ball game at Yankee Stadium. The Sox are batting in the top of the 5th inning. Manoso flied down the right field line, and the right fielder Howard caught it. And now Fox is batting. He's run up a full count. And Burns shakes his head. Got the right sign. The 3-2 pitch is coming. And it's tapped out on the ground to the second base of McDougal. Up at the ball. He's got him out easily. 2-0. Here's Mr. Kell, who has 2-for-2. Going into the game with a 311 batting average and 53 runs batted in. This guy has everybody in the Chicago contingent talking about his play, his great play around third, and his tremendous hitting and clutch hitting. And as one of the Chicago writers wrote, this fella is really a pro. Kell up. Two out and nobody on, and a ball is close. Tommy Byrne, left-hander against Donovan, a right-hander. And high, way high, a ball, ball two. White Sox, no runs, four hits, no errors. The Yankees, no runs, four hits, and one error. That's a little double play in the ball game tonight. Ball is low. The White Sox have made 90 double plays. The Yankees have made 106 double play. 3-0 count on Cal. That's a swing, and he hits the cripple and fouls it down the third baseline, 3-1. Big Harry Bird will pitch tomorrow for the White Sox against Lopat. And the probables for Thursday are Turley and Trucks. Pierce is expected to pitch the Friday night game against Washington. Ball three, strike one. Wind up again, and a ball, he almost hit him. Kell went down, and he really went down in a... Gets up and picks up his cap, and he's trotting to first base. The White Sox trainer came out, but that ball missed him. It was simply ball four. At least that's the way it looked from here, and it did look like he was hit. The catcher caught the ball, but it was inside high, very close, and down he went. Here is Walt Ropo. Popped out the first time, walked the second time. Facing left-hander Byrne with the teammate on first. And a low outside curveball, ball one. Fifth inning. Andy Carey playing Groppo near the foul line. At the fastball, he grounds right at the shortstop. Hunter, the force play coming up at second. Out. Play went from Hunter to McDougal, forcing George Kell and retiring the side. In that inning, no runs, no hits, one left. And so in five innings, the White Sox have had seven men left on the base. The score at the end of the first half of the fifth inning, the White Sox, no runs, four hits. The Yankees, no runs, four hits. Hunter coming up. Hunter in the batter's box. Popped out to Groppo the first time up. Boston 2 and Cleveland 1 at the end of four innings. That's all the board shows on that. Here is a ball inside, high, ball one. Dick Donovan leans way forward. That's a fastball. He grounds it foul on the ground off to the right. Nobody on and nobody out. Now they're starting the staccato clapping that you can hear in your radio here at Yankee Stadium. And a bunt down the first baseline is going to go foul. He bunted the ball, but he bunted it foul. Ball one, strike two. The Chicago White Sox have a 10-4 record since the All-Star game and have won 11 of their last 15. They're hitting at a .288 clip for the last 14 games, getting 130 hits in 451 times at bat. They've scored 77 runs, or an average of 6-plus per game. Ball one and a strike two count on Hunter. And a curveball a little bit too close. Donovan shakes his head as though to say, gee, I thought that was a good one. Pittsburgh and the Cardinals are tied 1-1 at the end of three. Brooklyn leads the Reds 2-0 at the end of two. Wind up again in the next pitch, a curve, a swing, a fly ball. Minoso going back, grabs it for the out. Minoso, having trouble with those lights, again stepped in, but that ball wasn't hit so deep, and he got back in time to get Hunter's fly ball for the out. I thought that he had lost that ball again, as he seemingly is having trouble with the seeing that ball in the light. But that time, he caught the ball without too much effort. One away. Here's Irv Noren. Single and a strikeout. And a strike of beauty right around the knee. Irv Noren, the batter. Now the next pitch, a strike, a fastball of beauty. Donovan. Getting set out there. Picks up the rosin bag. Puts it under his left arm, pulls at his cap, takes the rosin bag back in his bare hand, drops it. Now he's ready. Outside, high, a ball, 1-2. One out in the last of the fifth inning. Minnie Minoso in left field, Busby in center field, and Niemann in right field. Batter is Noren. Donovan leans forward. Now the batter, Noren, steps out of the batter's box. Here's a flash. Williams just hit a home run for Boston. Nobody on. The next pitch, a strike. He struck him out. Here's an argument. Noren is called out on strike. A slow curve over the outside corner, right at the knee. And Noren is still up at the plate, arguing with the umpire, who is not paying any attention to him. He gets out the whisk room and goes over to clean off the plate. So Noren walks away. That is strikeout number four. 1, 2, 3, 4. And here is Howard, the right fielder, a ball at slow. He struck out Howard in the first inning. They got Noren and McDougal in the third inning and struck out Noren in the fifth inning. Now they're two out, nobody on, last of the fifth, and no score. Swing and a line hit to center field. Base hit. Howard slashed one right over the pitcher's head into center field. That's hit number five for New York. Here's Gil McDougal stepping in. Boston 3, Cleveland 1 at the end of five innings. Right-hand hitter, Gil McDougal, has a hit and a strikeout and a ball that's low and outside, ball one. Last of the fifth inning at Yankee Stadium, Kell, Carrasquel, Fox, Stropo on the infield, Minoso, Busby, Neiman in the outfield, the battery, Donovan and Lawler. Here comes the next pitch, a swing and a ground foul. Just past the White Sox dugout. The starting pitcher for Cleveland is out, score, and Santiago, a right-hander, is now pitching. Here we have Gil McDougal, 280 hitter with 35 runs batted in the batter's box. Elston Howard over on first base. And a swing and a low line drive that the shortstop gets to second and got it. There was a low line drive to Carrasquel's right. He couldn't get it in the air and prepped that ball off the ground and fired to Fox for a great play to get another very close force play of second base. Boy, there was a terrific play by Carrasquel. There was a ball hit toward the dirt to the right of Carrasquel that he couldn't get in the air. And it was very close. It was a trap off the ground on a ball hit very hard. And he whipped that ball to Fox in time to get the force out on Howard. And it retires the side. That was a swell play. In that inning, no runs, one hit. And one man left on the base. The score at the end of five innings of play, the Yankees no runs, five hits, one error. The White Sox no runs, four hits, and no error. Well, come on, Neiman up here. Let's see if we can't get a rally, a ruckus going here in Yankee Stadium. Last time, Neiman was up with the bases loaded and bounced out. Now he's the leadoff batter, and the first pitch is high, outside, ball one. Bob Neiman, the right fielder. The next pitch to him is a fastball. That's outside. Ball two. Two and nothing. Tommy Burns says he doesn't like the feel of that ball. So the plate umpire promptly tosses him out a new one. Wonderful night for baseball. And wherever you are, I sincerely hope you're enjoying the story of this big ball game tonight at Yankee Stadium. Afternoon game tomorrow at 1 o'clock your time, and again on Thursday at 1 your time, Friday night from Washington. Byrne leans forward on his left foot. He's ready to fire, and it's a curve at the letters for a strike. 2-1. He steps back after getting some dirt on his hands, and while he's rubbing his hands together, he's talking to Hurley, and it looks to me as though he was asking him just where that pitch was. There's no argument about it. Ball two and a strike one count. Byrne leaning forward again. He's ready. Fastball. Got a piece of it and fouled it back on the wire. And now we have a 2-2 count on the first man up. Neiman will be followed by Busby and then Carrasquel. Bob Neiman in right field tonight in place of Rivera. Byrne again goes to the rosin bag. Both these pitchers taking plenty of time, and you can't blame them. Every pitch counts. Ball two and strike two, and the pitch, slow ball. He hit it. A fly ball down the right field line. Howard going back, and he grabs that ball right off the wall. There was a high shoulder-high outside slow ball, and Bob tried to hit that ball into the seats, and he got it right up against the wall down in the right field corner where Howard caught it. That came very close to being a home run. Here's Busby, one for two. Single in the second inning. Popped out in the fourth inning. And a strike around the knee. Getting all ready again. And the pitch to Busby is way outside of ball, one and one. Harry Bird will face his former teammates tomorrow. Eddie Lopez is going to do the pitching for the Yankees in the second game. A swing at a fastball and a foul tip. And it's a ball one and a strike two count. Lopez, like Donovan, has a tremendous control record. He's pitched 85 innings, and in that time has given up only 15 bases on ball. Ball one and a strike two count on Busby. And a swing and a foul back in the wire, and it's still one. Busby jumps away from an inside pitch that almost hit him in the leg. And a ball two and a strike two count. Byrne roughing up a new baseball. Andy Carey at third, Hunter at short, McDougal at second, Scourin at first, and a slow, low pitch way outside, very low, 3-2, and again we have a full count, one out and nobody on. So Tommy Byrne coming up with the 3-2 pitch. Here it is. That's a swing and a line foul past third base. Andy Carey leaped over the foul line with his left hand high outstretched. But that ball eluded him by 3 or 4 feet and shot on down, hit the fence that parallels the third base line and bounded out into left field where Norrin retrieved it and threw it back in. And again, Byrne is getting set for the 3-2 pitch, the rosin bag. He's up on the rubber. One out and nobody on. This is the sixth inning, no score at Yankee Stadium as the White Sox and the Yankees battle it out here under the lights and the pitch. Outside, ball four. Pitch was high outside. And here is Carrasquel. I've just been bragging about how well he'd been hitting when he came up tonight twice. Struck out and bounced out. Monchico. Tommy Byrne keeping an eye on the base runner. Here's the pitch, a swing and a foul. Right here in front of us on the wire, and now it is rolling back down toward the field. First game of a three-game series. One game under the lights, two in the daytime. Washington, a night game Friday. An afternoon game on Saturday, and a doubleheader on Sunday. That's a strike call right around the knee. He'll never see a better strike than that. Right above the knees, right over the heart of the plate. All of the Yankee brass up here tonight, Topping, Webb, Weiss. Very high foul coming back here and going out of play. As I told you in the first inning, The former governor of New York, Mr. Dewey, and his wife are seated right behind us here with the Yankee party. And the present governor of Florida, Governor Leroy Collins. Two strikes on Chico. Jim Busby edging off first base. That's a ball that's low inside, one and two. The White Sox announced today securing the services of Bobby Adams, a utility infielder with the Cincinnati Redlegs and a good little ball player. Bonus baby, Bob Powell, has been placed on the disabled list for the next 30 days to make room for Adams. Whether he hurt his ankle or... Now, I know it's nothing serious because he was out here in uniform tonight. Here's the next pitch, a swing and a long foul down the left field line. And a new baseball has been tossed out to the pitcher. And that foul drive alarmed Yogi, and Yogi has gone out to the mound. That foul caused Yogi Berra to stop play and go out and talk with the pitcher. Ball one and strike two for Carrasquel. Schermlauer in the on-deck circle. No score, sixth inning. Busby on first base. One out. Burns taking a lot of time, and Chico steps out. Carrasquel had started back in when manager Marion yelled something from the front of the dugout. Now he's ready. Ball one and a strike two count. And a slow ball. He hits a high foul that Yogi Berra has a play on. He's back. He's back. Error for Berra. There's an error for Yogi Berra. And that's something you seldom see. He was under the ball. It was very high. He had plenty of time. And that ball squirted out of his glove. Which goes to prove one thing, that errors are part of the ball game and that it can happen to the best of people. And as a wise man once said, that's why they put erasers on punches. Anybody can make a mistake. But that ball squirted out of his glove and dropped. So Chico gets a swing on the house here now, and that was a break. Looked like an easy out. Pitch out, the runner going. A throw, he's in the dirt, he's out, safe. Safe at second base. Safe at second base. Busby stole second base. In the scramble down there, it looked like he had the ball in time, but as he dove at him, the umpire looked like he was going to bring his hand up, but he held it down. He saw that he missed him. And that throw was a little bit off base again. And that is a stolen base for Busby. So that is the second time tonight. That is stolen base for Busby. And that is his ninth of the year. Well, now a hit here could really pay off. Here's the pitch, a swing and a ground ball. Now that drop foul by Yogi Berra could really pay a dividend here if Chico could get a hit. Tommy Byrne doesn't like the ball. He's going to get a new one. Chico standing off to the side of the plate. Busby, a fast runner on second base, just got his second stolen base of the night. And again, Yogi was off the target on the throw. Ball two, strike two. One out. Sixth inning. No score. Sox base runner on second. Byrne, arms in front of him. Here's the pitch. A swing and a top fly Back at first base, easy for Skowron. Back under the ball, has it easily. He backed up about 20 feet behind first base and 2 feet fair to take that ball, parked under it, and it's going to bring up Sherman Love. Time is called, and there is going to be a conference out at the mound. Yogi Berra keeps looking toward the dugout for word from manager Stengel. Now, normally, when you've got a catcher and a good hitter up here and the pitcher coming up next, you just say, well, go ahead and put him on first base when a ball game is in the sixth inning and it's nothing to nothing and it could be a one-run game. But here with Donovan coming up next, a real good hitter, it isn't that easy a decision to make. Let's see what they're going to do. They're going to walk him. Ball one. Ball two. Here comes ball three. This is the fifth base on balls of the night. This one intentional. It's going to bring up Donovan. He's got a chance here to help his own cause. Standing off to the side of the plate, fidgeting with that hitter's rosin bag. Now he throws it back to Minoso. He's up in there with two men on. Ooh, and he's hit here with a pitch ball. Donovan is hit on the shoulder with a pitch ball, and down he went in a heap. And here is the trainer out. The runners have advanced. Now Donovan is still standing off to the side of the plate and brushing himself off. Well, let's see what's going to happen here. The trainer is out there. Why doesn't he go to first? The runners have moved to second and third, and Donovan is still standing at the plate. Now he's picking the bat up. So Donovan, in a pitch thrown right at him, evidently as he fell away, that ball didn't hit him, and the runners advance, and it's charged as a pass ball on Yogi Berra. But it looked to me as though it pumped him right on the shoulder. As he hit the ground, he fell in a heap on the ground. The ball popped off the glove. Here's the next pitch, a swing and a miss, 1-1. But it looked from here as though he was hit right on the shoulder with the ball. He fell in the dirt, and boy, he really dropped. And Yogi Berra, evidently the ball hit the tip of his glove and rolled off a foot or two to the right of the plate. Here's a swing and a foul tip, 1-2. So with the runners advancing, Busby going to third, and Lawler going to second, it is a pass ball on the catcher. And a 1-2 count now on Donovan, who, boy, could really make a hit in this spot payoff. Ball one and a strike two count on Donovan. Donovan walking away from the plate again. He was visibly shaken up by that pitch right at him. And how he ever missed getting hit is a miracle. Ball one and a strike two count and a swing and a little tap on the ground. Third baseman Carey fires that ball and he's out of the jam. Donovan hit a ground ball to the third baseman Carey, and Carey fired that ball to Skowron and got him, and it retires the side. So in that inning, there were no runs, no hits, two walks, and two men were left on the base. And the score, At the end of the first half of the sixth inning, Donovan is going back to the dugout. He was visibly shaken up by that pitch and covered with dirt. And how he kept from being hit is a miracle. The score at the end of the first half of the sixth inning, the White Sox, no runs, four hits. The Yankees, no runs, five hits. Donovan is just coming out of the dugout. In the American League, Boston 3 and Cleveland 1 at the end of sixth inning. Detroit and Baltimore 1-1 at the end of the first inning. Kansas City 2 and Washington nothing at the end of three innings. Brooklyn 4, Cincinnati nothing at the end of three innings. Pittsburgh 1 and St. Louis 1 at the end of four innings. All night games. That hand is for Yogi Berra. With just a few mingled raspberries mixed in, Yogi's had a rough time tonight. Yogi Berra. Donovan taking all the time in the world. Get himself relaxed and back in shape after that shocker. Walking around out there behind the mound right now. Yogi Berra, Mickey Mantle, and Scourin are coming up in that order. Now the first pitch to Berra. Strike right down the middle. Well, unfortunately, that pitch that burned through that time at Donovan was one that I told you he was using his fastball sparingly here tonight. And that was a... Here's a swing and a long fly ball down the right field line. It's going to go in, and it's a home run for Yogi Berra. A home run into the right field stand, his 17th of the year, and his 67th run batted in. And so the scoreless deadlock has been broken here in the last of the sixth inning. Now George Kell and Lawler and Fox are all talking with Donovan. Donovan has the rosin bag again, and he's fidgeting around. The score is 1-0 in favor of New York on a home run by Yogi Berra. Here's Mickey Mantle. First pitch to him is a fastball. It's low outside, a ball, ball one. There's no doubt that that near beaning unnerved Donovan plenty. The next pitch to Mickey Mantle.
Here's a ground ball to drop ball. Up with the ball, a run to the bag. He's out. One away.
Here's Scourin. And as I said before, too, that takes nothing away from Berra. Everybody has the same chance at these walls, which are just a short distance away down the foul line. But then they curve out very sharply and very deep. That ball, I imagine, went over somewhere around the 335-foot mark. It was over close to the line.
First pitch to Scourin, low ball.
So the Yankees draw first blood. They're leading 1-0 in the sixth. And a swing, a line drive hit to left field. Canoso up with that ball. Fires it back in. There was a hard line drive into left field for Scourin. For the Yankees, that's hit number 7. And that is going to bring up the third baseman, Andy Carey. Been up twice. He's 1-for-2. Here's Andy Carey. The outfielder's playing Carey straight away. Quick throw to first. Scourin back in time. A homer by Yogi Berra has put the Yankees out in front. 1-0. They've made 7 hits to 4 hits. Time called. The pitcher was ready to throw that ball, but the plate umpire, McKinley, had called time. Flaherty talking to the base runner. He's the umpire at first. Shylock at second. Berry is the umpire at third. A quick throw to first base, and it's back in time. Now Donovan kicking that pitching rubber. Can't seem to get it set to suit him. Now he's ready. The next pitch to Carey, right down the middle. Strike call. There was a perfect pitch right across the knees, and it's strike 1 to Carey. 257 hitter going in with 35 runs batted in. It's all ready. That's a swing and a miss. Strike 2. Bob Sir, utility outfielder for the Yankees, pitched batting practice tonight for about an hour. The thing that surprised me was how he got the ball over the plate. 2 strikes on Carey with a base runner on first. That's a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Scarron stays at first base as Carey strikes out. And that is going to bring up the pitcher, Tommy Burns. The 5th strikeout. And if somebody told you a year ago that at this stage of the 1955 pennant race, Byrne would be winning the ball games and Turley and Ford would be getting shellacked and knocked out time after time, you would have said they were crazy, but that's exactly what's happening. Here is a ball. It's in close. Byrne is after his 9th win against only 2 losses. While Turley can't finish a ball game, and Ford is also getting his bumps. Next pitch to Byrne. That is a high fly ball into short center field. The center fielder coming on fast, and he grabs that ball for the yard. Busby's cap flew off as he raced in, but he kept right on coming, and Fox, who also had run out, goes to get his cap. And here is Busby crossing third without his hat, and Fox coming up in the rear, hands it to him, and that was the third out. Boy, he ran in a half a block for that ball. 1 run, 2 hits, and 1 man left on the base. At the end of 6 full innings of play, the Yankees 1 run, 7 hits, 2 errors. The White Sox, no runs, 4 hits, no errors.